Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. A Monday. Great to be in live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, a lot of choices out there. Thanks for making us part of your day. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, there was plenty of both. J-Mac, you got back last week. I had a little delay in my flight. I am back. I am rested. I mostly caught up on my sleep. We have ourselves an NBA final now.
Indeed. Looks like a good to have you back, big guy.
Six or seven games. Looks like a real thing.
Wow, no more sweep, huh?
No, I don't buy into the sweep talk. It's great to be back. They watch a lot of basketball overseas. You find that out very quickly. They love their basketball. So let's start with this. Miami, last night, was the best team for the first 5 minutes. Miami, last night, was the best team for the final 5 minutes. And Denver was better every second in between. And Miami won. Was it coaching? Was it fight? Was it focus? I don't know. But I think it is what a great culture provides. And Miami has that. Which is you're at your very best in these high leverage moments. For years and years. I lived out in Connecticut. I watched it up close and personal for a decade. It lasted 20 years. It always felt like the Patriots were better early on that first drive, would take a lead, and they were way better late. Often outplayed in the big chunks in the middle of the football game. Not always the most talented team. Start with a lead, very good late. That was the Patriots' way. And that was last night for Miami in these high leverage situations. But what is interesting to me is that we view football as not as dependent on stars. It's a community, right? Playing together, choreography. But the minute Brady left, the culture died. And yet here are the Miami Heat in the NBA, a talent and star-dependent sport. Shaq left, they're fine. LeBron left, pretty quick, they're fine. D-Wade left, they're fine. It's the basketball franchise in the star-driven sport. In the star-dependent sport, it's that culture, not the Patriots, that survived the loss of great stars. And I think what's happening when I watch the series, it's becoming a little bit of an analytic series. Miami doesn't have the size. They're going to shoot more threes. And last night they hit them. What's concerning if you're Denver is in both game one and game two, Miami got great open looks from outside. They just couldn't make any in the first game. Understandable. They didn't have their legs. They went up to 5,100 feet in Denver. They did not have their legs. Extra days rest on the road, get acclimated. What did they do last night? Great from the outside. Now, Denver is a more length-driven team, more twos. So Denver's probably in this series going to be the more consistent offense with fewer peaks and valleys. Miami will have those, but it doesn't mean they're not the better team. So when I watched it yesterday, my takeaway was they still have a Tyler Hero advantage. Miami's doing this without arguably their best three-point shooter. Now, he hadn't played yet. So what you get from Denver is what you get. Miami stole home court advantage, and they got a secret weapon they can insert at any time. They will eventually, when we don't know. So it's two very different styles of basketball. The bigger lean in on the twos, the dominant center score against the team on the perimeter that will have ebbs and peaks and valleys and ebbs. But last night, they hit them early and late. And it's such a chess match. What was interesting to me is, whereas Spo probably won three games on coaching alone against Joe Mazzulla, he may win one game as the best coach in the league in this series. Mike Malone knows what he's doing, though. And what was the first thing he did? He didn't wait until tomorrow's practice. He didn't wait until his team got to Miami. Mike Malone, his turn to make a chess move. And what did he do immediately after the game? He said this.
Now let's talk about effort. I mean, this is NBA Finals, and we're talking about effort. That's a huge concern of mine. You know, and you guys probably thought I was just making up some storyline after game one when I said we didn't play well. We didn't play well. You know, we had guys out there that were just, whether feeling sorry for themselves or not making shots or thinking they can just turn it on or off. This is not the preseason. This is not the regular season. It's not round. This is the NBA Finals. And that, to me, is really, really perplexing, disappointing.
He didn't even wait until they got to Miami. He wants the Denver Nuggets, go home, think about it, get on that plane, realizing they were outfought. They didn't play as hard. The classic Phil Jackson, right after the game, send a message to either the officials or them or your own locker room. Great move by Mike Malone. Disappointed. I mean, what is the worst thing a boss can say to you? Not yell at you. The worst thing a boss can ever say is, I'm really disappointed in you. It's the worst thing my wife can say. You're better than that. You think about it all week. He just said, I'm really disappointed. I don't even know what to make of it. It's the finals. My guys didn't really play hard. Another chess move. And now you've got, Spo's probably the best coach in the league, but you've got closer to two equals in the Denver staff and the Miami staff. My guess is Denver goes back and wins game three in Miami. Miami then wins game four. We come back to Denver, all knotted up. Going to be a great series. All right, so I saw this. This is interesting. We consider the Philadelphia Eagles to be a well-run franchise. Won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Got there with Jalen Hurts. They wanted Russell Wilson. And they had Jalen Hurts. According to two reporters, Doug Farrar of USA Today and Greg Bishop, SI.com, the Eagles wanted to trade for Russell Wilson, and Jalen Hurts was in-house. It was Russell Wilson who turned him down. Now, your first thought is, for all the people that think Russell Wilson's washed, Russell Wilson is cringy, you could say, what a terrible decision by Russell Wilson. But both Philadelphia and Denver had all sorts of good players. He could have gone to either. But Russell Wilson turned it down. But what it really shows is the Eagles already had Jalen Hurts in-house and were ready to bail on him. So in March of 2022, they made the move. Here was the season that Jalen Hurts was coming off of, and here is the season in Seattle that Russell Wilson was coming off of, and it wasn't close. Russell was significantly more accurate as a thrower, had a much better TD to interception ratio, and a significantly higher passer rating. It wasn't close. Russell turned the Eagles down. And what it really provides is something I think about all the time. In any industry, the difference between stardom and Sia is support. Do you have somebody there to support you? Almost came down for the second time in Jalen Hurts' career, happened at Alabama, where, we like that guy better. That guy over there is better. Now, he bounced back, went to Oklahoma, ended up being passed over by every team in the league, went in the second round. But it also proves two things, that personnel evaluation is really hard. I mean, Brock Purdy went in the seventh round. Belichick can't draft a skill player to save his life. And I've talked to Hall of Fame executives that sheepishly acknowledge they have completely whiffed on picks. All that film, all that scouting, total whiff. First, second, third round picks. That's the first thing. The second thing, the hardest position to figure out is quarterback. And the reason Jimmy Johnson once talked about it on this show is that quarterback is highly reliant on two factors that are really hard to quantify. Leadership. I once asked Jimmy Johnson, Troy Aikman, great leader, what is it? He goes, I don't know. I don't really know. I don't really know how to explain Troy Aikman. He was just a really good A. He was a really good leader. I can't quantify it. And the other thing is resilience. Not to pout, not to go in a corner. You get beat up, you get benched, resilient. Come back stronger than ever. So Howie Roseman, GM of the Eagles, one of the best GMs in the league, has gotten to two Super Bowls with quarterbacks nobody liked. Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts. And we now discover not even Philadelphia was sure they liked Jalen Hurts. The difference, again, in almost every industry between stardom and see you later is just support. Moments of support. My dad often said, your career will be decided when you're not in the room. Lubricate, don't agitate. In the end, they were ready to move off Jalen Hurts, and now the city loves him. Gets along with people, works hard, very resilient, leadership skills, didn't pout. Probably knew about this, by the way, before the reporters did. I'm sure his agent knew about it, and he knew about it. Jalen Hurts didn't pout. Jalen Hurts didn't care. Jalen Hurts didn't hold a grudge. Jalen Hurts wanted to prove that he was worth the risk, and he is. All right, good stuff. We got a lot going on. Calling right, calling wrong, top of next hour. So as I was watching, I watched game one. I watched on YouTube, and I'm watching last night, and I'm not sure how to classify Jimmy Butler. I think he's probably the most unique player in the NBA, and I'll talk about that on the other side.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
End of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything earned doubled. Check it out for yourself, discover.com/match. So I've said this before about UFC, NFL, college football, hockey. You got to play hard every play or you'll get hurt. Basketball is different. They have load management in the regular season. The officiating changes in pro basketball. In the postseason, referees swallow a whistle. The officiating changes, the coaching changes, the urgency changes. They're like two different seasons. So when I judge a basketball player, so much of it's why I was never a huge Harden fan or a Carmelo fan is postseason success. It just matters more. It's a lot easier to score points in the regular season. Load management, you're not facing all the great players. You often show up and you're the best player, the guy that was going to guard you is off. Playoffs are different. And so I was thinking about watching all these playoffs and who I would consider the 10 best basketball players in the world, all things considered. A lot of guys are close. I think there's four players, and not all had postseason success this year. Luka didn't, but they're one of ones. They're not perfect players. I worry about Giannis and free throws late. Can anybody get along with Luka Doncic? Jokic isn't a great defender or athlete. Curry, again, is small and sometimes gets hurt. But they're all one of ones. There's nobody in the world that plays like them. They elevate themselves. They often elevate others. The Joker, Giannis, Curry, and Doncic. Then there's six other players I like a lot. Five all have an issue that we all know. LeBron, age. Durant, brittle. Davis, consistency. Tatum can shrink in big spots. Embiid, injuries. And then there's Jimmy Butler. What the hell do I do with him? Do I put him in tier one? My knock is he's the anti-Harden. He's like a B-plus player in the regular season. But he is so dominant in the postseason. Ask yourself this. It's a game seven. 7 minutes left. Who would you take over him? Steph? I mean, seriously. Who would you take over him? He's a very unique player. He didn't score over 40 points in the regular season, but he's already had a 50-plus game in the postseason. His intensity, his value, he's a culture setter, a table setter. He's a playmaker. He's a shot maker. To me, he's got this Madison Baumgartner, Eli Manning quality where he's actually better in crisis, better on neutral fields or on the road, better when you doubt him, better against great players. He's a very unique NBA player. I can name 20 NBA players who shrink in the playoffs, who were all world in February, all nothing in June. And then there's Jimmy Butler, a completely unique player with a chip on his shoulder and an attitude to go along with it. Here's his thoughts on last night's win.
At the end of the day, that's what we fall back on. Make or miss shots, we're going to be who we are because we're not worried about anybody else. It's how it's been all year long, and that's not going to change. So that's what I think it is. I think it's the I don't give a damn factor.
He's got plenty of that. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line
Do you know
news.
That Miami's the only 8 seed in league history to win a finals game on the road? In the history of the NBA,
wow.
An 8 seed won a road finals game.
Do you want to take a gander at the game 3 line in Miami?
Denver by 1.5.
Close. Denver by 2.5.
I think I'd take Denver. I like Denver in game 3, Miami in game 4. I think it's going to go back and forth.
Extra day off, just remember, of rest. That's big in this series. Helps Miami, I think, way more than Denver. By the way, we got a huge story coming up in like 3 minutes. All right, first up, Eagles. One of the best teams in the league last year, went to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, nearly the MVP. He's 24 years old, and the Eagles think he can take another jump and become an elite precision pocket passer. Is that kind of possible for him this year?
By the way, can he
improve much more?
I was going to say, I don't consider the pocket passing to be an issue. The only knock I have on Jalen Hurts is the coaching staff running him too much. I think he's fine from the pocket.
New offensive coordinator?
Well, it's like the undersized quarterbacks, Tua. Tua's fine from the pocket. Russell Wilson, he's fine from the pocket. You don't have to be Mahomes. I never think Jalen Hurts can't throw from the pocket. We've talked about this with Lamar. Lamar's fine from the pocket. Well, he's not Joe Burrow.
So do you remember that before last season, Jalen Hurts, coming into last season with this Russell stuff, he had that playoff game against Tampa. He could not deliver from the pocket.
Yeah.
He looked like he couldn't read a defense.
That was a great defense, though.
It was a great defense, and he didn't have A.J. Brown.
That's right.
Fast forward a year, and he's like a top five quarterback. Is that too much of a jump in... from a guy like I think they were down 31-0 against Tampa in that playoff.
Yeah, I mean, he led the NFL last year from the pocket. When I watch him play, I never ever think I don't trust him in the pocket.
So outlier or
no? I don't think it's an outlier. I think this is who he is. Shane Steichen, great OC,
right.
Left Herbert and Jalen Hurts. Herbert wasn't quite as good without him. So let's say he takes a dip, a 10% dip. Josh Allen took a 10% dip. He's still great. Like, yep. I know everybody wants to bang on Josh Allen.
I do.
He had 35 touchdowns last year. Like, Jalen Hurts, it's official. He's legit.
Do you want to hear the first five games the Eagles play next year?
I do.
At New England.
Win.
It's probably a win. Versus Minnesota.
Win.
It's a terrible defense. At Tampa.
Win.
Arguably the worst team in the league. Versus Washington.
Win.
At LA Rams.
Good game.
Oh, stop it. The Rams are going to... Hurts is probably going to start 5-0. And he's probably going to be an MVP candidate. All right. Are you ready for this? This just broke here in the last 15 minutes.
What?
So, just take your time on this. So Kyrie Irving is going to become a free agent this offseason. And according to two reporters who dropped the story almost at identical times, Shams and Chris Haynes, that Kyrie Irving has reached out to LeBron James about the potential of joining he and Luka Doncic for a big three in Dallas. Both reporters dropped this at the exact same time on a Monday morning. Reports of a big three of Kyrie, LeBron, and Luka in Dallas. Now, buried, I read the Chris Haynes story. This is like eight paragraphs in. LeBron would have to take a pay cut for it to happen.
Oh, God.
Is that happening? Come on.
Well, no, let's ask yourself. So you're LeBron James. Luka is better than Anthony Davis and plays 70 games. Younger, in his prime, don't have to worry about AD going crumpling down and you carry the team.
Right.
So what have I talked about LeBron James?
Oh, boy.
The problem with LeBron and AD's relationship now, they both need a Luka. They both need an Anthony Edwards. They both need a Jason Tatum. They need a guy who'll play 70 games. So when LeBron and AD first came together, we were like, this is perfect. But they have both aged very quickly. So I'm LeBron James. And I look at this and I think, okay, this is what I need for the last 3 years. I have no problem. Now, is Kyrie kooky? Yeah.
Obviously.
But again, if Luka and LeBron are there, Kyrie can flake out. Luka and LeBron on the floor.
Hold up.
So I think LeBron has to take that call.
He's got to take the call. But his son just is going to USC. His family is in L.A.
It's called Gulfstream.
No, he's not leaving the Lakers for Dallas. What? So I've had some more time to process this than you. I just told it to you. So I instantly start thinking, like, why do these two reporters drop this right now? What's going on? So one thing happened when you were gone is that Phoenix announced Frank Vogel as their head coach.
Yeah.
And a lot of people around the NBA are like, ooh, Frank Vogel has a history with Roy Hibbert. He loved centers in L.A. with AD and Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. He works well with centers. DeAndre Ayton, probably not going to get traded now in Phoenix.
Right.
Remember the speculation from Bucher and others was like Kyrie for DeAndre Ayton. So I think Kyrie knows he don't have options anymore in Dallas. And maybe Dallas knows we don't have to offer him a big contract. And so Kyrie's using LeBron's name to try to manufacture and get what he wants. Something feels fishy about this, Colin, because we know LeBron's not going to the Dallas.
Okay.
Now, right? He's going to say, get Kyrie to L.A., if anything.
Do you think he'd pick the phone up?
Of course.
Do you think he would talk about it with his wife?
He'll do whatever he wants.
Do you think he'd talk about it with his wife?
No, I don't think he'll go that far.
Right.
You think they would leave L.A.?
I think it would warrant a half-hour conversation with his wife.
You know what else would? Who do you trust more next season? Austin Reeves or Kyrie Irving?
Luka Doncic.
Stop it.
I'm telling you, the idea that you could team up with Luka... Boy, that is...
So the guy who missed like 20 straight three-pointers in the Denver series,
oh,
I can't
God.
Wait to team up with Luka, and that's LeBron.
LeBron, by the way, one of the issues that I think Denver has is they can't find somebody that plays perfectly with him. Kyrie doesn't, Porzingis didn't, Jalen Brunson didn't. LeBron plays well with everybody.
Jalen Brunson did. They made the Western Conference Finals. They did get smoked by the Warriors, but still.
I think you take the phone call.
I think this is going to be a topic all week. This is a fun one. All right, final story. To the USFL, the Birmingham Stallions and the Philadelphia Stars clashed in a rematch of last year's title game. Stallions won a 27-24 thriller after Alex McGough threw a game-winning touchdown with 28 seconds left to improve to a league-best 6-2. Pretty impressive ending there, Cowherd. Do you see that touchdown?
Please? I was in the building this weekend watching some USFL.
You were here?
Well, I'd been gone for a while. I had to get some stuff. I was supposed to be on the show Friday. Long story. Yes. Flight delay. You know, it's hard to get off the island. Blah, blah, blah.
Hard to get off the... Yeah, yeah. I had to... Last minute. They called me from the bullpen. They were, McIntyre, come on out. Can you handle it? Solo 3 hours. But, you know, I'd done that before.
You do what you do.
This is what I do. I deliver in the clutch like Jimmy Butler.
That's right. That's exactly how I would frame it. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All sorts of stuff this morning. I saw this on Ja Morant. Now, this was interesting. So, he's facing a suspension. Now, he had an 8-game suspension during the season, but reportedly the commissioner, Sam Amico of HoopsWire, says that there's a belief inside the NBA that he is going to be suspended for the entire first half of the NBA season, Ja Morant. NBA has been able to accumulate more and more information on the guns and some of their... You know, the stuff we all saw on social media apparently is worse, and it's layered, and there's more of it. But as I watch these NBA playoffs, and I guess the NBA has always been like this, there's like highlight players who are stars, and then franchise guys. And you watch the Heat culture, and the Nuggets, and the Warriors, and it makes Ja Morant seem small, and juvenile, and silly, and kind of irrelevant. He's a highlight reel. That's now what he is. You're not going to build a franchise around him. You can't depend on him. He's a fireworks show. You can't build around him. You can't take him seriously. He's not about leadership. And you start looking around this league over the last 20 years. Steph and Jokic and LeBron and D-Wade, a big part of being the man is actually being a man and not a kid that I can build around you. And those guys have been superstars for 10, 20 years. No problems. Ja Morant was a star for an hour and a half and unraveled. He's a huge talent. He's a massive talent. But when you watch these playoffs, it becomes very clear. You win trophies beyond scoring. Dependability, consistency, being an adult, being dependable, showing up, not getting in trouble. And you can say, well, it's the one and done culture. He was in college 2 years. Jason Tatum was only in it for a year. He's a grown-up. De'Aaron Fox, who we love. I think he was in college for a year. He was a grown-up. So as the Ja Morant story, I don't blame him for everything. I don't think he had a great support system, apparently from home, league, organization. He's culpable. I feel bad for him because it's very hard when we – insert 20-year-old players, social media, big pressure, big money, big fame. It's a star-driven league. But when you watch the playoffs and you look at what matters, doesn't it make it look Ja Morant's just not that guy? That you can't build around him. You can enjoy watching him. Go to YouTube, great highlights, fun. I'd pay to watch him play. I'm not saying you can't cheer him on, but you know, to me, there's two kind of stars. The sense in the NBA has always been, you got to get a star. It's not true. You got to get the right star. He's not the right star. He's just talented. He's not the right star.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You know, I'll say this. Whenever you travel abroad, you find out how popular basketball is. Baseball, NFL, nobody ever asks me a question anytime I leave the country. Everywhere you go, young people, basketball, have an opinion on basketball. And not because it's the finals. Basketball travels very, very well. It's the global game. Right now, the best players in the world are Jokic, Luka, Giannis, Embiid. It is clearly the international global game. It's interesting. So LeBron, I tend to defend LeBron. He's got a lot of haters. He's the most loved player in the league, maybe Steph Curry, and he's the most disliked player in the league. And a lot of the people that criticize LeBron think he's a media hog. He needs to be the center of attention. So remember, after the Lakers got swept by Denver, LeBron just sort of casually brings up retirement. And that takes away the attention from the finals. I thought it was very organic. I thought it was authentic. I didn't think he was trying to steal anything. I'm probably in the minority. So when the story comes out today that was broken by two reporters simultaneously, was it LeBron and Clutch Sports just looking to get attention that Kyrie Irving is interested in bringing LeBron James to the Dallas Mavericks? I don't know. Is it LeBron trying to get attention? Is it Clutch Sports? Is Clutch Sports mad at the league? Are they? There's a lot of gamesmanship in the NBA, a lot. And LeBron's people have a lot of power and will exert it from time to time. I have no idea. But I will say this. I don't think players, and LeBron certainly is loyal to a city like Los Angeles. He's not going to sell his house. He can go watch his son. It's called a Gulfstream. Just get on a private jet. Doesn't matter if you're Mark Cuban, LeBron James, Elon Musk. Your hometown is wherever you want it to be. You're on a plane. You get stuff done. So Dallas and Los Angeles, two and a half hour flights, not that far. I think absolutely he would take a call from the Dallas Mavericks. If you look at LeBron James' career, what has he left? Okay, so in Cleveland the first time, what did he leave? They didn't have a star. In Miami, they did, but what did he leave? Age. In Cleveland, when he came back the second time, what did he leave? Kind of the roster. The erratic Kyrie. Well, if you look at this Laker roster, do I believe LeBron James looks at it? Austin Reeves, Anthony Davis against Jokic, the gap was the Grand Canyon. Jokic is in his prime. AD is now slowly pivoting out of his prime because he's aged very quickly. LeBron James has been nothing if not an opportunist and capitalizing on opportunities. Luka is in his prime for 10 years. It also serves Dallas is they're trying to find somebody that plays with him. LeBron plays well with everybody. LeBron also has been, I think this is fair to say, LeBron's been dying for AD to take over the number one guy role. LeBron doesn't want to play 70 games. He wants to play 50. He wants to be available in spots to dominate. That's what you get with Luka. Luka can carry it. Luka can play 42 minutes. Luka plays 70 games. And LeBron will be great in spots. He can be a mentor. He can distribute. He can be great in spots. Also, what is LeBron? Fantastic at getting shooters the ball in the right spot. What is Kyrie? What is Luka? Great, great shooters. They are built for LeBron. So I don't know if you're LeBron James. The story's out now that, you know, they're trying to get Kyrie is interested, LeBron to the Mavs. I don't know how you don't take that call. Even if you weren't thinking about it, two shooters, one in his prime, you can play 50 games, you can be great in moments, it's perfect. The knock LeBron had this year, early in the season, AD got hurt, and LeBron had to play 35 minutes. He had to carry the franchise until the trading deadline. So I don't know. And by the way, there's a former Nike exec, LeBron's close to that group, now running the Dallas Mavericks. That's got to be attractive. A former player, Jason Kidd. That doesn't seem crazy to me. That's not a wacko idea.
What about three dominant ball handlers? I mean, Luka needs the ball. LeBron needs the ball. Kyrie Irving wants to be a point guard and have the ball all the time. How does that possibly work?
It's almost like when KD, Steph, and Klay, you had three great shooters all need shots, and the guys just figured it out. I think when you have three great talents, it's like the dream teams. It's the Olympic teams. Guys figure it out. If you respect your teammate, you'll give up shots. Luka respects LeBron. He'd give up shots. LeBron respects Luka and Kyrie. He'd give up shots and handling the ball. I think, listen, Kyrie can play off the ball. Luka could. He just never does. By the way, he played off the ball sometimes with Jalen Brunson, and they got to the Western Conference Finals. You don't think Luka thinks to himself, you know, I played off the ball sometimes, and we were much better. You can't tell me Luka, who likes to enjoy the spirits of Europe, would not love to have another big body on the floor that could eat minutes.
How about the idea everywhere LeBron has gone, he has been the central focus. I'm going to bring in Chris Bosh. I'm going to bring Kevin Love to Cleveland. I'm going to bring Anthony Davis. Now he's joining Kyrie and Luka. Does that... I don't know that that jives for LeBron.
That's a fair argument. I think LeBron, since the bubble, has been praying that AD would take this puppy over. And he didn't. And he doesn't. And I also think LeBron's very good. Like guys are usually good at starting things. We're bad at ending stuff. It could be wars. It could be relationships. Guys are bad at ending stuff. LeBron has a very good sense of timing. He has always gotten out at the perfect time. He's always understood, and he's always had an exit strategy. Miami was a mess when he left. D-Wade was falling apart physically. Bosch had the personal physical issues. They didn't have much of a bench. They were getting old. Perfect time to leave. Same with Cleveland. Kyrie was erratic. Tristan Thompson in this league now was less important, less viable. Kevin Love was aging. Like, LeBron's always understood timing. The time to leave the Lakers is, if you were going to leave, now Austin Reeves gets expensive. That means you got to get rid of guys. Rui's a nice player. He's not a star. LeBron wants to be with stars.
Okay, fine. Another counter argument. Remember, the Lakers, after getting Rui Hachimura and Malik Beasley, all the D'Angelo Russell, they were the number one ranked defense in the league. You could argue, wait, how does this team look with a full season of Austin Reeves emerging, Rui Hachimura? Like, maybe they're better than they were last year, and they're not like a 7 seed. Maybe they're like a 3 or 4 seed in the West with these guys having a full season together. AD healthy, LeBron healthy. Maybe they're ascending as opposed to have maxed out.
You don't think Phoenix with Frank Vogel gets DeAndre Ayton right?
Phoenix has a lot of stuff to figure out there.
I don't know. If you can get DeAndre Ayton right upstairs, you got KD, you got Devin Booker.
When's Chris Paul get hurt? February or March? Or is it April yet? Do we
want to be cynical? Okay.
I'm just saying the Lakers exceeded all expectations in these playoffs. You had Anthony Davis, I'll never forget, first among playoff performers. And now you're like, LeBron, we got to bail on this guy.
I have been from day one on AD, that you got to consider moving him. You have to consider it. This was the longest stretch of AD being healthy. And by the way, you also got a look at what AD does against the best player in the West, Jokic.
Okay.
Mismatch. You got a lot of these things that were presented to you. Here he is against Jokic. He disappeared in half the games. Jokic did whatever he wanted to. I'm just saying, you got to take the phone call. It makes Dallas better. And I think privately they'd never admit it. But when Miami, Dan Gilbert felt like he got his franchise back when LeBron left. Pat Riley felt like he got his franchise back when LeBron left.
Okay.
Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka. You say what you want. It's kind of LeBron's franchise. You get it back. And it's not like you wouldn't get, you had a third team to this. You get six draft picks.
Lakers going to lose a lot of those primetime TV games with no LeBron James.
Listen,
AD and Austin Reeves and Rui. Lakers
brand,
tough ticket this season. Like it was, the state crypto was popping off. It was like, oh, geez, Lakers, come on. Lakers all of a sudden become worse than the Clippers if LeBron leaves town. And by the way, we even haven't discussed, what are they getting from the Mavericks in return? Tim Hardaway? What, poo-poo platter of a bunch of mediocre guys like Josh Green is an okay player.
Okay. But Tim Hardaway, Josh Green, four picks, a third team, another player.
You know what, Mavs are giving up four picks for a 38-year-old LeBron? Wow. Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, Porzingis didn't work. Brunson didn't work.
Fair.
This doesn't work. We're gonna how long before Luka's like, time out? Get me a guy.
Yeah. By the way, there's always in the LeBron trios, there's been a third guy who's the fall guy. Right? We know it was Kevin Love. It was
Kyrie.
Chris Bosh.
By the way, LeBron.
Oh, Kyrie? The guy who orchestrated the deal? I wonder if it's going to be Luka.
Hey, Kyrie bailed on LeBron.
Kyrie and LeBron have a history together. Kyrie did bail on him in embarrassing fashion in Cleveland. It would be very spicy. The Mavs would have to be, every game would have to be televised. We would need to see every game. Honestly, that's like what, you know, we say the season's too long.
Yeah.
I'm watching all those, every game. Kyrie, LeBron, and Luka?
No, it'd be fantastic.
There's a potential for a spectacular explosion on that team.
Okay, I got to let you listen to this. So I thought this was interesting. So Aaron Rodgers went on the record recently with TheAthletic.com. And, you know, I'm not going to criticize a guy who's willing to put it out there. So he was talking about the ending in Green Bay with Brian Gutekunst, who runs the franchise. And he said on his relationship with a Packer GM, which has been testy, he said, did Brian text me more than I texted him? Yeah. But did I ghost him? No. There was back and forths we had. And so this story you want to go with, right? You're going to stand on this hill of austerity and say that arguably in the conversation of the best player in your franchise history, I couldn't get a hold of him and that's why we had to move on. Just tell the truth. You wanted to move on. You didn't like the fact we didn't communicate all the time. Like, listen, I talk to the people that I like. Well, there it is. Aaron did not like his GM. But I will say this in fairness to Aaron. Belichick and Brady, we discovered, 20 years, never had dinner. One time. The difference was when they had disagreements, Jimmy Garoppolo, who stepped in? Robert Kraft. I've always said there's no reason Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers have almost nothing in common personally. But their careers mirror each other in Green Bay. They even leave for the same team, the Jets. Why? They have no owner. It's a huge disadvantage. This is where I side with Aaron Rodgers. If Elon Musk doesn't have a boss, he's a smart guy. Twitter's now an S show. It's a mess. He didn't have a boss. What happens when you don't have a boss? Yeah, you kind of want to do what you want to do. And so I think Aaron Rodgers is laying it out there. He didn't like the GM. There's earlier reports he tried to get rid of him. He couldn't. But what I do think is funny about this is Brian Gutekunst kind of put it out there. We couldn't get a hold of Aaron. Aaron also has talked about this bad cell phone coverage thing, and he's doubled down on that, so Aaron couldn't get along with him. But let's be honest about this whole situation. Nobody going into that darkness retreat thought it was going well. Like, for Aaron to claim going into that darkness retreat when Aaron said, when I come out, I should be closer to an answer, that's not what a boss wants to hear. Honey, I don't know about our marriage. I'm going to go have a boys' weekend in Vegas. When I get back, I should be closer to an answer. That's not the answer. The answer is you get back and have an answer. So Aaron knew he was in trouble, and Green Bay knew they were tired of his you-know-what. So, but I will give it to Aaron. He's just putting it out there. I call the people I like. I don't like my boss. I give him touch. He is one of the, I will say this about Aaron, never any filter. They just put it right out there. I didn't like my boss. I respect that. Artificial turf on football fields causing 32% more non-contact knee injuries. American grass seed company Pennington banned the turf. There is a movement. It's a flip the turf movement. Go to Pennington.com/flip the turf now. Sign up. Let's get our players on grass and off of turf. So did you enjoy your vacation, by the way, over in France? Did you enjoy it?
Paris was spectacular. We were in the Picasso Museum.
Yeah.
And this guy walks by, yeah, and then he doubles back and goes, hey, are you J Mac? And
that's
my
right.
Wife just starts cracking up.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
I'm
not a big deal.
You are.
I'm not a huge deal.
You're an international star. You're like Yanni.
It was just an outstanding time. I highly recommend Paris. Now, next year, I think the Olympics are going to be there or something like that. I wouldn't go then. but it's an awesome city. For me, second to New York City of all the cities I've been to in the world.
Oh, really?
I loved it. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I
kind of want to go there like every couple years now.
The food?
Food was great. It's just a walking city. Just stop by, have drinks in the middle of the day. It's just so laid back and chill. It was awesome.
What's it like at night? The City of Lights. What's it like at night?
Oh, my gosh. Everywhere. You have a view everywhere. It's incredible. The rooftop bars are popping.
Are they?
Streets are packed. Geez, this is like, I felt young again. No kids on the trip, obviously.
Oh.
Yeah.
Keep the young ones at home.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Always a great recommendation for vacation.
Says the guy who just traveled with his son. Yeah.
To Iceland, yeah. Well, when they get older, they're a lot more fun.
Yes.
All right. Colin Wright, Colin Wrong. Hour two in LA next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.